Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Good news for businesses across much of Texas. They will be allowed to expand capacity restrictions starting as early as Monday for the state's 19 hospital regions where coronavirus hospitalizations are less than 15%, which is most of the state. Mm-hmm. Retail stores, restaurants, office buildings, manufacturing, museums, libraries, gyms, all will be able to operate now at 75% capacity. Hospitals in those regions may return to ordinary elective surgical procedures immediately. And Governor Abbott, when he made that announcement, said that all nursing home facilities, assisted living centers, state-supported living centers, and other long-term facilities are allowed to reopen for visitation, which is great because it had been closed down. And you had someone in a nursing facility, you hadn't been able to see them.
That'd be awful if your parents were in there and you couldn't see them. And what if they passed away in there and you couldn't see them? Oh, man, it's so bad.
Okay, so here's the bad news. This does not apply to bars.
This kills me. I mean, this breaks my heart for all my friends and family and people that own bars, that run bars, that's just awful, that work at them. Ugh, but I get it.
Do you? But like, at what point?
Here's what I get about it. It's not the bar owners or the workers there. It's the people that go to bars that just don't know how to control themselves. I mean, when this all went down, you saw crowds of people next to each other hugging them. That's just what happens. You start drinking and you become a fool.
I'm going to let you in a little secret.
Okay.
Come gather around. Okay.
Yes. We're gathering on Zoom as we speak.
I don't want to say this too loud.
All right.
But what I heard, Governor Abbott is like making this pomp and circumstance. Mm-hmm. So he looks good of like, hey, I'm doing all the right things. Meanwhile, he's helping out these Texas businesses, like the bars and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Get a couple of food trucks. We'll call it a restaurant. And you'll be good. So that's why you're seeing a lot of bars opening up.
Yeah.
Because they're selling grilled cheese sandwiches out the back.
I mean, that sounds so funny, but I bet you're so right. That's the case.
Abbott also said the spread of COVID-19 has steadily and significantly declined, and the hospitalizations have been cut by more than two-thirds. The number of active cases has been cut in half, and the number of people recovering from the virus continues to increase.
This made me so happy when I heard it because I want the holidays to be as normal as possible. I know it's not going to be the case, but earlier this week, we learned that Circuit of the Americas, what was their winter wonderland, it's going to be transformed into Peppermint Parkway. I love it. I love it, which is a drive-through experience. It's like a mile long. It starts November 27th, and it runs through the 27th of December. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. on weeknights and 6 to 11 on weekends and the week of Christmas. Tickets go on sale November 1st. This is great because, y'all, every year I try to go to their winter wonderland, I bought tickets, and it ended up being like rainy or like the weather was awful and it was too cold, and it's hard to take kids and push around in a stroller. I have a 6 and a 3-year-old, and it was just like, oh, we couldn't do it. Now it's going to be amazing to drive through and do it. And yesterday we got even better news that Trail of Lights is going to become the same thing, a socially distanced drive-through event. I didn't know this, y'all, maybe you did, but back in the 90s it was actually called the Trail of Headlights. Because there were you would drive through. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going from 15 days to 30 days.
I am so excited about both of these for this very reason. I try to go to Trail of Lights because it's cool and I want to support. But then you go down there, you have to fight the traffic, you have to find a spot, then you have to walk 5 miles to get to the actual entrance.
To walk another 5 miles.
To walk another 5 miles. I love the idea of throwing all the fam in the car.
Love it.
And then zipping on through and rolling. Even if we have to wait in line, I don't care. This is amazing.
Think about how that traffic trying to park to go to Trail Lights. I think it's going to be mayhem being able to drive through all those little neighborhoods. I mean, how is it going to go? I mean, you're going to have like thousands of cars driving through every night. I mean, that's why they're working out the details right now. But either way, I'm excited. This is going to be great. The holidays will be somewhat normal.
Did you say mayhem?
Mayhem. He said mayhem.
Oh, okay. I believe that's what they're actually selling, mayhem bone soup.
No, that was a terrible... No.
Because that's what I get there is a ham bone soup from what you call every year. I look forward to it.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No. Texas Ham Company's got a thing. That's what where I first tried it. Was a Trail of Lights.
I never know when to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really still not just selling this joke?
No. The very first time I had a ham bone soup from Texas Ham Company was at Trail of Lights.
That
and
is
I
awesome.
About lost my damn mind. I'm like, this is the best soup I've ever had, ever. There's one right by the radio station down the street. And yeah. I went there on Monday. I was like, I got to get this soup.
That is funny.
And by the way, it's Texas Honey Ham Company.
All right. Thank you.
Today is September 18th. Hey! Also known as National Cheeseburger Day, which I know is Brad Booker and Alex Franco's favorite day.
Yes.
So the cheeseburger might have been invented by mistake in Pasadena, California back in 1924. The story goes that a guy named Lionel Sternberger was working at his dad's hamburger stand.
Well, Sternberger? Yeah, are you serious?
Just outside L.A., and he burned one side of the burger, so he covered it with cheese.
Wow.
Thus, the cheeseburger was born. And according to Ranker, a crowdsourced voting platform, the top five fast food burgers are In-N-Out Double Double, Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger, Five Guys Hamburger, Five Guys Cheeseburger, and Whataburger's Original Burger.
Yeah.
Now, today, there's a lot of cheeseburger specials at Applebee's. You can get any handcrafted burger with fries and a drink for $8.99. Jack in the Box, from Friday through Sunday, you get a free Jumbo Jack cheeseburger with any purchase through the chain's app. McDonald's, you get a double cheeseburger for 50 cents
what?
If you order through the app today. 50 cents.
What?
And over at Whataburger, you buy one patty melt and get a second one free when you order online.
One day we were doing an event at Whataburger, and I was like, well, I'm going to get lunch. And I walked up and I asked the person that was working the register, I said, what is your favorite burger here at Whataburger? Yeah. And they're like, the patty melt. I'm like, well, I've never had the patty melt, but let me give it a shot. Y'all, where has this patty melt been my whole life? It was the best burger I ever had.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. It was so good. Okay, so Whataburger aside, obviously, because we're a little biased, what would you say, in a pinch, is the best fast food burger?
Well, y'all aren't good. I just go to P. Terry's. That's my jam.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the best, but P. Terry's is like my comfort zone.
All right, gotcha.
Like.
Alex, what would you say?
Over the top.
Hey, I do like Hat Creek's. That's why we're going today.
You know what else I like that doesn't really get a whole lot of love? The Butter Burger from Culver's.
You know what? It is really
it's
good.
Pretty good, right?
You're absolutely right. I've had it a couple times on Brody and William Cannon at their location there because I've gotten my oil change right there and I went in and it was good. You're right. I forgot about that. Thank you.
And part of the reason it's so good are those Wisconsin cheese curds. Oh, man.
This is the hungriest I've ever been in a long time at this time in the morning.
Beginning Monday, businesses here will be allowed to open at 75%, except for bars. Mm. Trail of Lights gets a go-ahead to become a socially distanced drive-thru event, and Coda is transforming into Peppermint Parkway, a drive-thru experience for the holidays. And y'all, happy National Cheeseburger Day. For more on all of these stories, to find out how you can get some great deals of cheeseburgers today, text TRENDING to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning.